Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Hey, welcome along, folks.
Mother Jade, you actually gave me a fright. It's the first time that ever happened. Yeah, sorry, hello.
Because to be fair, it's been a while since we've done one of these, the old Glory Days podcast, PJ and Jim podcast. Because, you know, you being so famous and
that's not true.
Being a celebrity and being in demand everywhere.
Well, I'm up
very difficult to get you in the one place, the one time. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the two places at the same time. That is hard. I've never been able to pull that one off.
Yeah, keep at it.
Yeah,
yeah, so this is the first one that we've done in ages.
It is actually, yeah, yeah. And it is because we've been doing all our things. And not just me, Jim disappeared last week as well. Jim was off gallivanting somewhere.
I was at a wedding.
At a wedding, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jim's favourite thing, weddings. Nothing Jim loves more than spending his weekends buying other things, people, presents and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been an expensive hell week for you with my birthday as well.
It's, yeah. I tell you, the other thing as well is, like, obviously, it's like, whatever about, you know, your filming demands this far.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get a lot worse next month.
In May and whatever, and before that,
yeah,
you're heading off and you're jolliers, aren't you?
I'm heading off to Boston, yeah. Me and Kelly going over to meet the family
over to
off to Boston,
over to the old Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, yeah, that's gonna be, yeah, it's gonna be there. I have to meet the father of the person that is having two of the babies inside that came out of me. So there's,
well, listen,
a little
on
bit
that,
of that.
On that very subject, believe it or not, right? We have mail.
Oh no way!
You've got mail.
What's this?
We had an email in, right? From this woman. I won't give her name, right? Just in case.
Oh,
but
God.
Anyway, so
she's not saying I got her pregnant as well, is she?
No. I don't read those ones out. Yeah. So. Anyway, apparently this person is cabin crew with Aer Lingus.
Oh, very nice.
Right.
Love
and,
Aer Lingus.
She was listening to the podcast on Spotify, and she heard you say that you were flying to Boston at the end of the month, and she said that she wondered, were you travelling, well, when you were travelling, because she's on the late Boston flight on Sunday.
Right.
And and would love to get your autograph. Brackets, very discreetly, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling this email came from the 1980s.
Yeah, yeah.
Your autograph.
What's that? Yeah.
And then she goes on to say, I think you are hilarious and you have me in stitches. Now, I'm putting up a few things, right? First of all...
Oh, no way, this is gone.
There's two things missing from this.
Yeah.
Right? One is the offer of an upgrade.
Yeah, that's glaringly holding obvious.
Absolutely, yeah. Right? There was whatever about, you know, hunting down an autograph discreetly.
Yeah.
There was no offer of an upgrade.
And you don't even have to put her in upgrade. She's pregnant. She'd be uncomfortable anyway. You might as well stick me up business class.
And the other thing is, I've never got to mention it.
No.
It's like I wasn't even on the podcast.
But you're not going to be on the plane.
No, but she... look, anyway.
You're not going to be on the plane. She can't...
It's not about that. It's a... She that bit, right, is all right.
She's buttering me up.
She never even mentioned me on the podcast.
It's no, like, because...
It's, once again...
Because you're not going to be on the plane.
Cinderella, that's all it is.
Because you're not going to be on the plane. She's
well,
like, I don't get... She's
like, I hope you don't get your autograph, woman.
Oh, dude, listen to this. Oh, my God. There you go. Look at that. Now I'm definitely not getting an upgrade.
Yeah, he said stick your upgrade. That's what he said.
I did not say any such thing. I'm all open to that.
Anyway,
I'll have a free meal and everything if you don't mind.
But it's not this Sunday, is it?
No, it's the week after, and I won't be on a Sunday flight anyway.
Why?
Because it's the bank holiday, so I'm not flying back till the Monday. So it's the late Monday flight. I'll be coming home.
That's when you're coming home, but, right? So you're
going. Is she talking about the flight out? I'm leaving at 4:30 or something on Friday.
She just says I'm on the late Boston flight this Sunday.
I'm not doing anything on a Sunday. Ever.
Right, so there you see, that's what you get. You're not getting his autograph and everything.
Oh, jeez. I hope I meet you. If I meet you, you can say anything you want. It doesn't matter.
So you're flying out on the Friday.
On the Friday,
it?
And then I get back in on Tuesday morning. I arrive, like, we leave Monday night, arrive Tuesday morning, and have to come straight here from the airport to do the show.
Ridiculous.
So that show, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the shower of shite that day. I'm going to be exhausted because I can't sleep on a plane. I can't sleep on a bus or a plane or anything like that.
Right.
The only way I can travel and fall asleep is driving a car, which is very fucking dangerous, but that's the only way.
Yeah, it's not a great skill to have, really.
And that's it. You know, they're nodding off.
That'd be amazing. Getting in as a passenger with you driving.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be incredible. See, you turn around and go, wait till you see this now, wait till you see this. 2 minutes down the road, I'll be out cold.
I'll be out cold.
Yeah, but you're driving, PJ. Yeah, I know, yeah. It's mad.
Yeah.
2 minutes down the road, I'll be snorting
wait
brains
to see
out.
Wait, you straight up the motorway. You better grab the wheel, because I'm only doing this for a nap. Yeah, so that's the only time I can't sleep on these planes, and no matter what I take. My God, I've taken half bottles of Valium to try and knock myself out.
Ew.
And I just can't. I just get droopy and dreary and stay awake. I don't know what it is. And then you can get these people. You know those... Who was on the plane last week? Was it Suzanne or someone? And they took a picture of a fella who was on his knees with his head on the seat, sitting the wrong way round, fast asleep.
Wow.
It was John. English John.
Right. So
he got out of the seat.
Your man was kneeling in front of the seat.
And he turned around and put his feet under the seat back behind him.
Yeah.
And then he put his head on the thing and fell fast asleep on his knees.
Wow.
Some people, like, he's like, that, I don't know if he was trying to do a prayer or something.
Yeah.
That's how he went to sleep on the plane.
Jeez.
It's amazing. Some people can sleep on beds of nails.
Yeah, I can't sleep at all on any sort of... transport. Well, I suppose if I was a passenger in a car, maybe I might doze off.
Yeah.
Depends or whatever. But again, I don't know what it is. Like, it's not. It's not fear of missing out or anything. Like, it's not. You know what I mean? There's nothing goes on.
Unless
to be fair, you're like, you know, really looking forward to your airplane food or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm real excited. That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love. There's nothing I love more than a bread roll and wrapped in plastic bag. I love that shit. Miniature cans of beer and all. Oh, brilliant, you know.
And it's hardly excitement at this stage with the amount of planes you've been on. Because let's face it,
I hate airports.
Exactly, and they're not the fun they once were.
No, they're not.
You know what I mean? They're like, it's becoming just normal travel, like as in, it's becoming like commuting or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And generally, it's a bit of a pain in the arse.
Oh, when we were young, you had to dress up to get onto the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
You know that way, lads would be wearing their suits and all. I'd like a seat by the window, please. You know, all that. Yeah. And you used not to have your seat until you went to the airport.
Yeah.
So you turn up real early so you can get a window seat or whatever else. Because, yeah, and like, my ma would be there going, you can't wear those runners on the plane. The pilot will put you out. Somebody's going to fuck me out at altitude. As if the pilot walks up the thing and goes,
the dirt of them.
Yeah, the state of those shoes off. As if the pilot gives a shit. Or ever gave a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now it's just, it doesn't matter. Like, people turn up now. They're like slobs on planes now.
Yeah.
Turning up with flip-flops and all. Put your fucking feet away on the plane. And then wearing, you know, a baggy, like, pajamas.
That's the thing,
and all.
Yeah, because now that became a thing, didn't it? Like, about being comfortable.
Being comfortable,
being
yeah.
Being comfortable, yeah. Yeah, what about the other people around you? They're not very comfortable looking at your arse crack coming up over the the back of the...
Hanging your hair over the back of the seat and... You know, and you get some snorter. I've done that though, like, you know. You know, when you're trying to get to sleep, and then just as you're about to sleep, you wake yourself up going. And everyone who's sitting around you, nobody laughs or anything. No one says anything. And you know, they've all just looked at you and went, oh my God.
Yeah. And the worst part about that now is, like, whatever about the embarrassment of the moment, now you know some flute has taken a picture of it.
Yeah.
And there's drool rolling down the side of your face. And especially for you, to be fair, because it's a bit of notoriety to put in you.
God,
like, I'd be just some random idiot.
Yeah.
Whereas you'd be a famous idiot.
I'd be rubbing me flute and all itchy. I can probably get done. I was just had an itchy flute and sleep. I wasn't doing anything.
I was asleep at the time.
I'd be like,
yeah, we're all right, you dirty animal.
Yeah, but like your man in Cork, another radio person with his willy in his hand. No, I didn't even know. I just had an itchy pair of jocks and I was asleep.
Ignorance is no excuse.
It is. It wasn't even.
I'm not saying ignorance, I'm saying literally unconscious.
I was unconscious. And I was itching. Yeah, I didn't even open my pants or nothing, like, you know.
Yeah. God, the whole thing in public now is... I mean, it must be mad. Like, in all the years you've been famous or whatever, right? It's when did the penny drop that you had to suddenly... Like, do you have to stop yourself doing, like, naturally reacting to stuff?
Sometimes.
Because, like, there's times... I wouldn't be great now for the road rage.
Yeah, I know. Jim would be roaring. Oh.
I'd guess... I'd be like, you know what I mean? And I find myself and I'm giving people the finger and I'm doing, oh,
yeah,
it's terrible.
Fuck off.
And you suddenly realise, Jesus, thank God I'm not well known. Because if this was PJ, it'd be literally like, that'd go everywhere. Come on, PJ, you won't believe what he did the other day in traffic. You want to see the language of him? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was real paranoid about it for a while. But now I think, like I've told a good few people to fuck off. You do get in arguments with people.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, you know, so, like, people with their dog. A few weeks ago, I was in the park and a woman's dog was off the lead. And I says three or four times, will you call your dog, will you call your dog, will you? And then eventually my dog reacted because I had the dog on the lead, you know, I couldn't walk. And she takes her earphones and goes, what happened to the dog? I was there going, I called you to call him four times. And she was there. Well, I didn't know. So I went, and she goes, I asked you three fucking times, I said. And she goes, oh, there's the filthy language. I know you. I know you and your filthy tongue. Yeah. I was there. I told you three times. Oh, call your dog.
That's bad. That's actually... That's,
all I said so was you, tell your dog to call your fucking dog.
That's, so you'd already been pre-tagged with the filth that comes out of that fella's mouth.
Yeah, well,
there it is.
I know you and your filthy tongue. Yeah, so
Do you have to kind of rein yourself in if you want to say complain about, like, if you were in a restaurant or in an airport or whatever, if you were getting, like, do you have to kind of suck it up thinking, well, like, this is just going to be, you know, especially this thing now,
paranoid,
this new
folks.
Thing now of people actually putting their video on you.
And
you know, and they're like, as though so they can have it, your reaction.
Yeah.
What the
fuck
is
that? Asking for. Do you see that man from Liverpool? He's a radio man from Liverpool that was at the Grand National or at the Aintree during the week. Do you see that?
No.
Oh my God. And they were winding him up. Some old lad. Right. He does a radio sports show. And they were winding him up and winding him up for ages. And they had the phone on him, and of course, all they showed was him turning around going, you fuck off! He was calling him all C's and T's and all sorts of shit. He went bananas.
Right.
And he went absolutely ballistic. And they followed him around then, and like, he's a 77-year-old man.
I hear.
And they were winding, and then they kept following him, calling him a dirty lizard and all. And he, apparently that's something for some running joke in England. I didn't get it.
Okay, yeah.
But my God, you're like, Jesus, if you lose it like that,
because
they just chop off the entire wind-up part. They chop off all the bits except for you going, phew, fuck out, the smell of shit off you. You know, they just put you from the breaking point on.
It's a total setup.
Oh, it is, definitely.
That's, because I often wonder that, like, do you have to kind of, because in fairness, I hear you in here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, right, I wonder now, is there anybody who's ever been on the receiving end of that in a moment of madness in real life?
Yes, is the answer. But then I've been on the receiving end of it too.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem. And then you can't feel like you can't react sometimes. You know?
Yeah,
look at you. I know you. Yeah, we all know you, you bleeding shite bag with it. Yeah. You know all these things, yeah.
I tell you. Yeah. Fame costs, man.
It's not even, that's the problem. It's not fame. If it was really famous, somebody would be driving me around away from.
That's true, yeah. You'd have your bodyguards.
You know.
You'd have your bodyguards beating people up.
I'd have some little lad in front of me like Jerry going, fuck off.
That's what you need. That's what you need. Hire yourself somebody to just tell everybody to fuck off on your behalf.
The little Whisney lad walking in front of you. And people go, PJ, fuck off. Leave him alone. Fuck off.
That'd be brilliant. And in your car and everything.
Yeah,
if somebody cut you off, you wouldn't have to react. Just have him out the window going,
get out and tell him. Yeah. And he just gets out. Fuck off. He gets back in the car. And I'm like, sorry about that.
Can't control him.
Sorry about that.
Mind of his own.
Since I grew the hair, he's been very protective.
Oh, brilliant. Right, listen, let's give you a few of the... I was going to say a few of the bits from during the week. Actually, they are from during the week, aren't they?
They are from during the week because we've had a short week, you know, with Monday wasn't a thing. And, Jim is off to a trip that he can't wait to get on this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing Jim loves more than a double ferry trip. Mad hours of the morning.
And a game of golf in the middle. Christ. Anyway, right, so listen, what are we talking about? A few bits and pieces. The male pill made an appearance on the show.
Yeah.
It was a very awkward thing to start talking about to start.
It was,
And it took an even weirder turn at the end, I can tell you.
Didn't it? Well, thank God.
Although it may have launched a brand new brand for PJ.
We have the name, so anyway.
Also, we did have to confess during the week that there are certain things that we're just not great at as Irish people. We're a proud nation. We fight above our weight in all sorts
in
of
most
areas.
Things, and then there's a couple of things that we just get arse ways, really.
Yeah, some things we should have just left alone. PJ was delighted to be able to devalue my house during the week.
Yeah, thank God for that.
I still deny that I have that thing that devalues my house.
It's not a conservatory. You'll hear what he calls it.
So that was on the show. And then in a strange twist, the show became very consumer affairs orientated. Keep your Connor Popes and your all the rest of it. This is the kind of consumer knowledge you need.
Afternoon show be damned. Your new household advice comes from us too.
Check it out and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Listen, if you're one of those fellas that's us be looking for... How do I say it? Why did I start the sentence like that?
I was just going to say, I'm going to leave you to your own devices on that one now.
Looking for that does be looking for a bit of indoor camping with your other half. And you have to play it careful. You know, the old contraception issue. Well, it's not an issue, really.
Well, that's the thing, you see, because obviously the issue that exists is that it's always been sort of, traditionally it's been laid at the door of the, laid was the wrong word to use there. It's been put at the feet of the ladies to take care of it.
It's always the women that have to take care of it.
In terms of responsibility and all that sort of stuff.
Taking the pill and all that sort of stuff. And the pill also has, there's always side effects, or there tends to be a lot of side effects for some people with the pill, you know, that are uncomfortable. So, they've been working on a male pill for ages. Now, number one, the problem is, would you trust a lad to take it? There's lads I wouldn't trust to take bins out.
And then there's the problem,
it just doesn't, they've never mastered it scientifically, you know. So they've come up with something last year.
Obviously it's a slightly different, or is it a slightly different thing?
Yeah, it is, yeah. You have an outie and not an innie for a start. So in terms of
having an effect on your
functions. That's the thing. You have to start to slow down the tadpoles to a degree that they won't. This new pill they have, it sort of makes them a funny shape, apparently. So they go down. Yes, it says it makes them a funny shape.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And it slows them down, and there's much less of them. So they're sort of funny shaped, random
funny
tadpoles.
Slow
random tadpoles, as opposed to, you know, a whole clatter of them.
And this is somehow going to mean that you don't end up in your predicament with, you know, babies
exactly
on the way and stuff.
Yeah, that's so. That's what it's, and that the man can take sort of the responsibility for a change. Now, one of the problems they've often had is they couldn't sort of, you could take a pill years ago, but once you took it, if you took it for too long, then the tadpoles were gone forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Right.
And you couldn't stop taking it or do something and make them normal tadpoles again, you know. So what's happened now is they reckon they have a pill they can turn off, which I read wrong at the start. When they said turn off, they mean stop taking it. But it said turn off in the article.
Right.
And I was like, how do you turn off? Like, do you twist one nut twice to the left and then go, that's that. Like a radio.
Yeah.
You turn it off. And then you do your business.
Press
your
ear, and suddenly it's like, right, we're ready to go again.
I'll turn that back on again. You click the top of it like a blur and turn one thing. And then you go, that's that there.
So it's
and then
not
she's
that.
Pregnant. She goes, oh my God, I twisted the wrong nut. Oh God.
So it's not that, no. What is it? You have to just stop.
So you can stop it and then.
It's a temporary turn off.
And you go back to sort of your regular.
Normal shape.
Your regular larvae goes back to that, you know. Which is a great thing. It's a great development, you know.
Right.
Beforehand, they.
So is this like the male equivalent of the morning after pill or something? Is it like, except
no,
you do
no.
it beforehand?
You do. Yeah, it's the before.
The morning before.
The morning before pill.
That's the reason I think that's hilarious is it lads kind before. Of like, oh, tonight this is going to be it. You know, anticipation.
Yeah.
Only to be left, you know. All I've got now is me funny shaped slow tadpoles.
Yeah, I don't even have the normal amount of tadpoles for company. It's just me on my own.
It's like, you know, the lad putting on his lucky pants and taking his morning before.
Putting on his smoothies. Taking his morning before tablet.
Yeah.
So you have to, you take the blue diamond to get ready and you take the other fella to go down. And then you go out and you're, whoo, we're all good. Waiting a half an hour. That's the thing with all these pills. You have to wait around, you know.
Right.
Even with the blue diamonds.
I'll have to take your word for a piece.
Yeah, you have to wait around. There's a lot of waiting around, you know. They're going, would you go to dinner? No, let's just go to it now. Unfortunately, you ain't going to need a cheesecake because it's going to take.
We better actually go for the tasting menu because I'm going to need at least 12 courses.
Yeah, there's going to be 40 minutes of waiting here before anything happens.
Right.
You're saying
that even this, whatever this new development, you're saying there's still going to be a sort of a, you know.
This one would be one that you can go on every day, you know, much like the thing. Whereas the previous idea that you took it and you had to wait around.
No, but I'm saying for the effects to kick in.
Oh, yeah. You don't just take it and then all of a sudden. It's not like Roger Ramjet's proton pill. Don't just swallow it and then next thing you burst through the front of your cacks.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There's lots of things that we Irish are proud of, and rightly so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of things that we kind of pride ourselves on.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you come across stuff and you think, maybe we should just leave that alone.
How did they get this so wrong? It's a construction of a 48-unit apartment block in Carrick Mines, right there in South Dublin. And they stopped working on it because it's allegedly it's incorrectly built. So they reckon the four-story apartment block, it was allegedly built 4.9 metres from where it was supposed to have been, which is quite a distance when you think about it. It's also turned the wrong way round. So it was turned anti-clockwise. So it's, like, things are all on the wrong side. And it's also a metre too high.
Brilliant.
So they got it completely and utterly, like... upside down. Well, not upside down. That's the one thing it isn't. It definitely isn't illegibly upside down.
No, but it is pointing the wrong direction.
It's pointing the wrong direction. It's all over the place.
It's 20 feet in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And it's a few feet too high.
Where is it then? It's in the middle of the road or something. They just say, well, put it here. Are you sure it shouldn't be over there at that space off the road? No, just start there and we'll see.
No, building things, you know, with engineering-y bits and all that sort of stuff. It does, generally speaking, you'd imagine that it's quite a precise kind of, you know what I mean, business. You get the lads out with the things that they look through and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you get the fellas with the glass yoke and your man holding the ruler.
Yeah, and the measuring tapes.
The measuring tapes, and you think, right, we're going to put it here.
This is kind of like this, do it
with tables. Like, you think you'd be able to do it with a huge block of apartments.
It's a kind of a continuing thing, really, isn't it? Because... Famously, when we engineering project like the Port Tunnel.
Yeah.
And famously, we built it too low for the big trucks
to go through. The trucks wouldn't go through us. Remember that? The fumes wasn't able to get the exhaust out or something like that from the big trucks or something. It was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because I know there was...
We never get it right first time. we have to do everything like a load of times. And then, thank God, that's over.
And then, I mean, the Lewis then...
The Lewis.
The two Lewis's.
We'll make two Lewis's that have nothing to do with each other. Literally nothing. We don't want them to know each other.
Would it not make sense if we bought the same stuff for both? No.
Don't.
Get one set for that.
One for the south side.
And a different set that's a bit bigger for the other side.
And one for the north side. And what if someone wants to go to the airport? They can get the Lewis to the taxi rank. And they can go from there. We're going to have a children's hospital. How much will that cost? 47,000 trillion euros. That's more money than Sweden has. Yeah, well, we'll sell Sweden then. We don't own it. You know, it's crazy.
Will we build that thing, you know, where everybody can get access to it, that new football stadium, and it'll be grand because there'll be loads of infrastructure and everybody can get to it. No, just change the one that's there.
Or else we'll build it and then we'll make sure no one's allowed park within a 35-mile radius.
Maybe building stuff and whatever isn't our forte. We are at so many things.
So many things. We're brilliant at so many things. But then we just kind of get certain objects wrong.
Do you reckon it's that Irishness of sort of like, she'll be grand.
It'll be grand, yeah.
It'll be grand.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. It'll be all
it's
right.
It's a bit like a Ryanair airport. You know, that you're going to Paris, but it's kind of in...
But it's actually in the north of Belgium. You know, and you can get there.
It's close enough, isn't it? What do you want?
Yeah, there's another bus, but it's 160 quid. Yeah, oh, no, that's my fault.
You can get a Lewis, can't you? Oh, you can't, actually.
This all started with the Millennium Clock. Remember the Millennium Clock? This all started with the Millennium Clock. The clock and the Liffey that would count down for the whatever 5 or 10 years. And you could, every time you walked over O'Connell Bridge, you'd see it. For a start, the water was so dirty. Is that a zero or a two? And then there was old shopping trolleys and all stuck to it. Yeah. And then it never worked properly. It was never on or off.
Did it ever make it to the Millennium? No.
No, it didn't. No, some old donkey got stuck in it or something and they had to put it in the Phoenix Park. I don't know where it is.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
And we've just been talking about the apartment block in Carrick Mines that has been built in the wrong place, facing the wrong direction, and a bit too high. And all the kind of stuff that, you know, maybe we're not great in construction worlds. But there was the story, while you were away, right, yesterday, there was a story that came from the weekend.
Yeah.
About... the run in the Phoenix Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Which again, we didn't, you know, We didn't quite get right because it was a 10K run that was planned or whatever. And it was a proper, it was a race, like, not just a sort of a charity jog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
And, you know, and so, like, people's timings and stuff were coming into it. And unfortunately, it was a 10K race that only went 8.5K.
That's brilliant. Everyone thought they broke the world record.
Yeah. No, literally, people crossing the line thought they'd, like, smashed the world record.
I can't believe it.
There is definitely a very Irish approach.
I'm 10 minutes faster than Sebastian Coe. How did I do it? Lionel Christie couldn't put in that time.
Lionel Christie.
What's his name?
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
We're actually going to delve into an area we very rarely delve in. We're going to delve into the area of consumer affairs.
We're succumbing to middle age and we're looking for tips of, you know, how to run your house and all of that.
I actually feel underdressed nearly to be doing this link, you know what I mean? Because, like, we should really be kind of, you know, most of these consumer affairs types are,
well,
they're quite serious.
In any other company, Jim, you would be underdressed.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. But I'm always here to bring the tone down, even a little bit lower.
Beautiful.
But these are tips to how to use your washing machine. You know, you think you know what you're doing in your life. You do, don't you? You think you know, I can use my TV and microwave and I can use me cooker and I can use me washing machine.
Also, hang on a second.
You can't.
Even before you get into this, right? You know that the minute you said that line, you know, these are tips on how to use your washing machine, the amount of people listening went, hang on a second, PJ Gallagher is going to give tips on how to use a washing machine.
Too right I am, yeah. I've only got 3 pairs of jeans. They have to work in circulation.
This man who doesn't even own a dishwasher is going to tell me how to use my washing machine.
I don't need a dishwasher. I can't wash me jocks in the sink.
Well,
okay, maybe I'll try. Maybe I'll try.
So, do tell, what is the way to use the washing machine?
Right, I'll set it up as a sales pitch. Do you want to save 150 euros a year? Yes, you do. And here's how. Apparently, you can wash your clothes at a much cooler temperature. So, gone are 40 degree washes or 50 degree washes or the, I don't know, if you'd use 100 degrees.
You don't know what the temperatures are, do you?
Not really. Not really.
Yeah. Look it, I don't have to know the other information. I just want to give you this one.
Yes, so 30 degrees apparently is more than enough, which I believe
that is interesting, because a lot of people would probably have, I don't know, whatever, towels or, no, maybe not towels.
Yeah.
What, or something that they'd want at a 60 degree wash or something, you know what I mean?
Of course, yes. 90 degrees, whatever it is. I like my washing to go actually a full 360 degrees.
Exactly.
Around in a circle. But apparently 30 is enough.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? If you were looking at your washing machine going, right, 30, 60. So how do you make it go the full way round?
How do you do it a full circle?
Because if it's just going to rock back and forth, 30 degrees.
I'm just going to rock me clothes to sleep. That's stupid. So that's one trick.
Right, so keep it cool. Then.
Keep it cool. Avoid peak energy hours. You know, so like the expensive time between is between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock or something like that, is it? Or something like that. I don't know.
In the afternoon. Is that when most people do their washing?
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah. I don't really understand. I didn't realise washing machines cost more at different times. I didn't realise that, I'll be honest with you.
It's not really the washing. It's the electricity going into it can cost more sometimes.
But how do they know to charge you more for the washing machine?
Actually, you know something now on bills? They break down that stuff now.
They do not.
Actually, allegedly, what you're spending on lighting, what you're spending on, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But there's always,
there's always that
miscellaneous or I don't know, they don't call it miscellaneous, but there's always just something at the end. And you're thinking, well, hang on a second, if you've accounted for me washing, me lighting, me, you know, me whatever. What's left?
There'll be some lad there
It's something.
Hash plant lamps or something.
They have a section called Always On. What's that?
Do they? Always on.
Always on.
I can tell you I have nothing that's always on. Literally nothing. Even my heart isn't always on.
Yeah, so, that occasionally stops.
Yeah, that's
normally when I see my electricity bill.
So that's the other one. And then they say how much the appliance can hold is what matters. So if there's only two of you living in the house, don't buy the big drum, the big 10K drum. The 5 is more than enough. It uses less water.
Right.
You know, that overall, then it costs less to run the machine, blah, blah, blah. And lime scale remover is essential, apparently, to remove lime scale. Of course, that's what it does. What do you people think it does? Lime scale remover, what's that do? Shrink your shorts. Everybody knows that. And loading the machine properly is the big one. So apparently you don't load it like I would have loaded it. I stuff everything in. Like as much as that hoer can take
in.
Oh yeah, like ram it in. But
you'd risk breaking the drum, wouldn't you? Like on the spin. Be too heavy.
I thought I was doing better, that it would spin, you know, everything is more tightly packed. Like a van. Like if a van tipped over and there was stuff loose in it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Whereas if it was packed properly, you'd probably get less damage.
Like, you have to get the stuff in around it, you know what I mean? Like, and you have to, like, and the water, when you spin, has to go out of it, has to be expunged out of it, you know?
Well, I know
you
that.
You only need a little bit of space for movement.
This is Jim now. Jim's logic is, the more clothes you wear, the less wet you can get. Oh, that's true. That's actually true.
Brilliant. This is what...
That's actually
maybe
true.
Maybe this is why we don't delve into consumer affairs more often.
I'm going back to dirty jokes. I'm not good at this at all.
And come here, listen. So what's the guideline? You said
you put your quashing in and you should be able to put your hands through. So have a flat top on it that there's enough space and that you can see the horizon, like a flat top on the clothes, you know?
Right.
So you should be able to start to sneak your hand in as if you can touch the back. That's how much... That's the proper load.
Grand.
No more, no less. You know,
yeah.
Not like James, who obviously puts one sock in at a time or something. Stands there watching them for entertainment.
Are you that takes it as like it's a Tetris challenge or something, trying to squash everything into it?
Yeah. I'd be there calling into the neighbours. You don't have any dirty clothes. I'm dying to put a wash on.
Stuffing shoes in and everything. You don't need to put your shit. Look, there's space, isn't there?
Yeah.
Don't waste it.
Put some of the vegetables in there. They'll be done by the time it comes out.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So apparently if you enjoy the luxuries of a conservatory in your home, you are now devaluing your house by about 15 grand, they say. They say conservatories are now so naff and so outdated that people view your house and they just see it. It's just a hole in your house. That's all they see.
No way.
Yeah, they don't. People don't want them anymore.
Which is weird, because like they're still advertising them. You know, you constantly see kind of ads. Although having said that, a lot of those are the kind of UK channels or whatever, aren't they? Those kind of satellite channels.
Yeah,
but they're always advertising, you know, for, you know, you can have this glorious conservatory in your home for just 15,000 euro or whatever it's going to be, you know.
All that.
And now you're saying it's...
Naff. So naff, yeah. Younger people who are home buying, if they can, of course, there's only about three of them out there that can actually buy a house who are under 40.
Yeah, to be honest with you, they couldn't even buy a conservatory.
Yeah, you know.
Let alone the house that it's supposed to be stuck to.
I'll take a house with a hole in it. No problem.
I mean a literal hole in it.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, what qualifies as a conservatory?
Is it
sort of like, you know, one of those metal glass structures?
And let me just tell you everyone why Jim is asking this question. Because Jim has a conservatory. And he's trying to make sure that his house qualifies as cool.
I have a, I prefer it to be called a sunroom.
You see, there you go, sunroom.
No, come on.
That's a conservatory.
There's bricks and a proper roof and everything. You know, walls and a proper roof and all that. I don't know if it is conservatory.
Imagine Jim
sitting
in a conservatory. Look like a gorilla enclosure in the zoo.
Like... It's not one of those add-on conservatories, you know what I mean? It's very much part.
It's part of the home.
Very much part of the house.
Yes, it's not naff. Mine would only devalue the house by 5,000 euros. But it's hard. It's really hard to keep up. Like you said earlier on, like, you know, the way everybody went open plan, that was the style, you know?
Yeah.
Dermot Gavin was on there going, rooms, you still have rooms in your house. Like, oh my God.
Can't believe you put walls in.
My God, this is ridiculous. Like he just turned everyone's house into an open conservatory.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit and apparently that went completely out of style because the new thing was everyone's at home, they're working from home, they want their own space and you wanted to close the house up again and that's the new style.
Right.
And now you're not even allowed to have a house with a window looking into the garden. And you know, so it's really hard to know. And then there's wooden floors and carpets. And when I was growing up, carpet in the toilet was normal.
That's right.
And all the pissy drips with burnt holes in it and everything. It was awful. It's hard to keep up.
They were optional. I mean, they're, you know, a little bit of personal hygiene would have. No,
but you remember you got the carpet in the jacks, and then there was like a round piece of carpet that went under the jacks to catch the pissy drips.
And it matched the cover you put on your lid.
The cover on the lid, 40 cover on the jacks. 40 cover on the
and
lid.
Then the outer was shaped around the bottom of your jacks.
And people come in and go, jeez, you want to see the jacks he has? And four over, gorgeous.
There'd be a bath mat to match that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That you were supposed to stand out of the bath onto
the mat.
So basically just a constantly wet mat.
Just wet. It wet everything. Just damp.
But you're right. Yeah. Like the carpets and stuff in bathrooms and toilets and all that was absolutely.
Oh, that's the most stylish thing. Oh, de rigueur. And like, you know, with a forest green or Barbie pinks. Like,
well, see, that's the other thing then. Yeah. Everybody, you know, most people now go the old white route or whatever, nice and simple clean and all that sort of stuff. But there used to be, yeah, every variation of peach and avocado and all sorts of colours.
And eventually it'll come back around again. You might be looking at your clean, yeah, simple, minimalist white bathroom. Soon enough, someone's going to go into that and go, oh my God, the state of this.
Yeah, you'd imagine they would have made a bit of an effort.
Sure, you could smear poo on the walls and everything. It's disgusting.
You know, a wallpaper. That comes and goes all the time.
Yeah, it's in and out. Like, it's just unbelievable.
Now, in fairness, I'm not sure that necessarily the Action Man wallpaper will come back. But you never know, PJ. Yeah. You hang in there.
I'm hanging in. I'm holding on to it. It's not going anywhere, that's for sure. Yeah. One day it's going to come back around. Me sports car bed and me Action Man wallpaper will be back
and
involved.
Your Thomas the Tank pants.
Yeah. Oh, jeepers, wouldn't you love to still live here? But it is hard to know what to do. And kitchens are the same, you know. Like,
and the thing about it is, like, whatever about wallpaper and paint, things like, you know, knocking down walls or building up walls, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
If you do make a decision to go a certain way, you're kind of planning for the long term.
I know, yeah. And the worst thing is, there's never... I'm trying to do the house up, so I would let the house fall down around me. But I have to be careful. I have kids coming now, right? And then, and what I've realised is, you get a builder in to do something, and all he does is find 12 new things that's gone... I can't believe your house didn't fall down. You know that way? He comes in to knock one wall down, and he goes, oh, jeepers, just look at the damp there, and that wood's rotted. And those electric wires, they set fire to the Titanic sank because of that exact situation. And you're like, oh my God. And he goes, that'll have to be done. And then...
Especially when he starts making comments about your kind of, oh my God, when was the last time this...
Yeah,
sure, that went out in the 70s. And you get all defensive. Excuse me, that was top of the range. When that wasn't.
I had a fella come around to look at something in the house yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Now, he was doing like bathroom stuff and all that, you know. And comes in and then he looks at the floor. I haven't made carpet like that since the 70s. I'm like, have they not? Have they not?
Yeah. Goes to show how well it lasts.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're not even here. That's not even the job you're in for. And you're criticising it.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So there you go. A few of the best bits from during the week. So, depending on when people are listening to this, I suppose it could be different. But what's your story next week? Are you around next week for us or what?
Jesus, here now, let me tell you. The thing is...
You're not here Monday,
the organisation is all over the place. So
right.
What day is Friday? That's the 24th. So it's, that's on Monday, yeah. No, I'm away Monday
it's
again.
It's mad the way people are...
That's the only day I hope. Yeah.
Always assume that, you know, like with big budgets and television things and all that goes into it and sets and camera people and, you know, everything, actors and all sorts, it would have to be organised to within an inch of its life.
Not
you know
a
what
bit
I mean?
Of it. They're having a clue. They're having a Jesus clue. Not a bit of it. Every day you wake up, no one knows what's going on.
Great.
The BBC, man, does unbelievable. Hey, sorry, what we did today? Not a clue. It's all over the gaff. Yeah, it's mad. It's
that
absolutely
is brilliant.
It.
Isn't
it's
it?
Mayhem, yeah. So I'm coming in here every day going, hey, can I have tomorrow off? It was a bit of a surprise. I wasn't expecting it.
So you're walking up to people and going, so what happens now? Well, I don't know. Yeah, but you're the fucking director.
They brought me down last week to do a wave. I missed the whole day's work here so we could stand it. I had to sit around all day, and then at the end of the day, literally, I walked into a shop and waved and pointed behind me. And then that's it, PJ's wrapped. Let's go.
He's good, him, isn't he? Yeah, he always gets it first time.
And this Monday, I've got loads to do all in the one day. Like, loads to do.
Yeah.
So I'm absolutely cacking me shorts now, thinking about the lines and all. Oh, jeepers, yeah.
Because memory wouldn't be high on your list of expertise.
I fucking get lost coming into work, man. I get lost. I go the wrong direction sometimes, you know?
Oh, man, should be fun.
Oh, God.
Hope they leave it
that
in.
That is one boring bastard of a road going out to Cork.
I can't wait for the outtakes.
Oh, yeah. Well, just be me staring at the camera going,
swearing.
What scene is this? Am I in it? Why are you all looking at me?
What did I do?
I didn't know it.
Yeah. Right. Off we go then. Who knows when the next, you know, value this. Who knows when the next Glory Days podcast could happen?
Who knows? It'll be next week. We will do one next week. No doubt about it.
Right, let's get out of here.
See ya.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.